Shear. And the Dorm continued, Yud Beis Adar Aleph, Hei Tov, Shalom Lechens, February 19, 1978, and Sunday continued.
Shvu Eshov Boki, Titanye Yiseu Shvu Eshov, Nishbal Dobo, Shiyevshah, Shiyevshah, Loi Liyes, Im Loi Loisi, Nochosh Kikeras Bisaba, Im Loi Loisi, Gomo Perea Baavia, Veik Mename Veimer Yesro Kopele Shebeil Amalai, Shvu Eim Loi Loisi. So he mentions in the name of the Ramban that when he says yes for like Piris, for Elam Alai, Hishvuyim Leilonisi, so it's Asuris. So the Ramban says it doesn't mean that Asuris is the Piris Arosia, the Piris Anatos. The Lukim Daitim Korolim Eskinale, Eloho Omohotmo the Hochechazi, Hilkach Piril Mitzre. So why is that Asuris? It's Asuris. So we see that according to the Ramban, he has the girse of Nidre Abay Mutore and Shvuyis Abay Asureis. But the Rosh also has the girse Shvuyis Abay Asureis. But he explains that it's only the Rabbonot. But the Ramban has the girse Shvuyis Abay Asureis, and he says Umishim Shvuyashov Loki. But it doesn't mean that the Peris are also. He doesn't mean that the Peris also. Eloma the Hoche Chazi, Hilkach Peril Mitzrale, Ushim Shuashovloke, Itanya Izeu Shuashov, Nishmal Dova Shiefsha, Loyuiz, Im Loyuiz, Inochash Kikeras Besabab, Im Loyuiz, Gomu Perea Bab, Veikme, Name Beima Yesru Kopele Shebeil Omolai Bishu Im Loyuiz. So the Rosh has the Kashe against Rambam. Ten, Maishne the Hode Perishov. Mishum dam rinon biloshen havai dibeya. The Peirush should be also, because literally what he said is not true. He said in loyishi nochash kikeras b'sabbat. Did he see nochash kikeras b'sabbat? He didn't see. So he said yes or peirush alai. So mele, according to the literal meaning of the words he used in the shvuah, so it should be awesome the Peres. So the Ramban says no, the Peres is not awesome. Why is it awesome the Peres? Because he didn't mean it literally. He meant it Beloshin Guzme. So why does he get Malkes for sure? Monevshe. That's the kasha. Teime maishne deho de peve shore. Mishum de amrinon Beloshin Avai dibe. Viyodu asher lohon yekele Mitzrayim. Elo shechein derech oeilom. Lehaf vikisharein dobo mishune vigodu vaafloge. Mafnig neisem yeise godu. Hilkach peve shore. Di Beloshin Eilom habe kele Mitzrayim. Im ken yulke nabe lo yulke. Kidin di Beloshin Eilom. Ein kam shvoe shore. Nei idre ose liishba. Bichai gavne. Midrabonon it could be ose. Because of Chiva of the Shvuye. But Malkes Lieleke. Now, from the Ramban, so it seems from the Rosh that he applied the Ramban Shite, he applied the Ramban Shite to the case of Eilu Mitzrayim as well. Because you see that the Rosh says, Viteime Maishne Doho de Peirashore, Mishum, the Amrinam Beloshna Vaidibir, Viyodua Shaloho Yukele Mitzrayim, Elo Shechim Derecho Eilom Lahafri, Kisherein Dobo Mishune, we go to Baflogi, Mafli Nesebi Isabodu, Hilkach Pirishore, the Boshnei Lomoyuke, the Mitzrayim, in Kemilke Namelunyuke, in Kemilke Namelunyuke. So we see that the Rosh applied the Ramban Shite, but the Ramban says that when it says Shmuyes Asuris, so it doesn't mean Shmuyes Asuris that the Peris are also. It means Shvuyis Asureis that is Eiver and Iser, that is Chayav Malkes and Shimshop, but the Peres are not Oser, so the Rosh understood the Ramban to apply, to refer to the case of Eilu Mitzrayim. But when you look at the Chidushi HaRashba, how the Chidushi HaRashba mentions the Ramban, so you can see that according to the Rashba, the Ramban mentions this aloche, that when the Braise says Shvuyis Avoy Asureis, it is limited to the case of Nochosh Kiras B'Sabbat, but it does not have reference to Eilu Mitzrayim. Now, if you have the Chidushi HaRashba, Now the Rashba, and now Gemara, Hoche Gassina B'chol Asvon. Tone, Kishem Shemir Avoy Mitovim, Kach Shvuyes Avoy Mitovim, V'chein Shnuya B'disefti. ואם תאים אבל בשבוע שונינו איזהו שבוע שוב נשבע לשנס הידוע נשבע על דובה שיאפשר אם לא יסי גם מפריע באוויר על משבוע סבוי אסור איס ולא יקין עליהם so how does the price say here כך שבוע סבוי מטוריס and the רשבו had the gear say כך שבוע סבוי מטוריס יש לי מה דהוכה בשני מכם מדווקא אלא בדרך הגוץ so when the price in the dorm says כך שבוע סבוי מטוריס is so as reference the case where he's not mind this law. But Abul Hosom Kishima Bidabk, who can shepherd Woma came, boy with a haboy and in there. El Shoezi came mamish, who shall miss Havana came to a haboy, Romola. We near a shahater to be of Shaume come, who we swear the Cassino Nosom, Kishim Shimabo in the Tori, but only Swiss Aboy as Suris, Rabiomi Bishim Rabdos come, Mamidin come, Bishima Mini. At come just as Shaume. Pirish, Mamidi Bishim, Mamidin Kushamati, come Shemami Dukha, Umarzi Vorov, Shukim der Hemes, come Bishami Mamid Vorov, Rame, Shuoma, or Dera Haplo, Kenya, the Oigoyev Shalitaris. The Momash was a little אם לא רואיסי נוחש מכירס בסבב, הקיקה מותר, לפי שלו נסחב בו לעשר הפריס עולוב, אל המדבורוב. אבל אם ימלכה סלנקה, משום שבוע שור, כן כוסף הרמב״ן בפסקי הלכי סוף. So the Ramban, so the Rashba mentions in the name of the Ramban, this, that, in respect to the case of לא רואיסי נוחש מכירס בסבב, So there the Ramban distinguishes between the status of the Peres and the Yisar of the Gavre. So he says that the Peres, when we say, when the Price says, Kach Shvues Avoy Mitoreis, it means, Kach Shvues Avoy Mitoreis, that the Peres are Muter. The Peres are Muter. But the Gavre is either an Yisar of Shov and Yisrael Malkes. So in other words, from the Rashba it's Mashma. That the Ramban Shite is the same Shite as the Ran. The Ran distinguishes between the two cases in the Mishneh. The first case of Eilam Yisrael, so there it's a case of Guz. There it's a case of Guzme. So over there, the Ramban agrees with the Shite of the Ran. So in regard to the first case in the Mishneh, of that Peris Asurim Alayim Loisi came with Erechazeh Kehle Mitzrayim, so then it's Mutoreis, not only that the Peris are Mutoreis, and he is not either an Isar either. But in the second case of Peris Asurim Alayim, in Loisi Nochash Kicheres Bisabad, so the Ramban agrees with the Shita of the Ram, that there it's not Chaya Guzne. There it's not Chaya Guzne, there it's a Sheka Gomo. But since it is obviously a Sheka Gomo, so mainly we say that he didn't even mean to answer the parents. So the parents, so Kach Shmues Avoy Mutoreis, means that the parents are not also in the case of Nochash Kikiras Mizabah. But he is Chayev Malkes, but in Achaname in the first case, So Shvuyes Avoyim Toreis means not only that the Peres are Muter, that he's not even an Yisar either. So the Kashe of the Rosh against the Ramban is no Kashe. But apparently the Rosh assumed the Pshat and the Ramban differently, not the way that the Rashba, the Chidushi HaRashba, mentions in the name of the Ramban. The way the Rashba mentions in the name of the Ramban, so the Ramban Shite is Mamish like the Shite of the Ran. But the Rosh understood the Ramban to refer to Eilu Mitzrayim as well. So Eilu is the Tkashe. By Eilu Mitzrayim, so it is Guzme. So why isn't the Peres Muter? Because he didn't mean to Aser. So why isn't the Peres Osea? Because he didn't mean to Aser it. So, because he meant it Loshin Guzme, so maybe he shouldn't behave in Isar of Shav either. But according to what the Rashba mentions in the name of the Ramban, there is no Kash. Now then the Rosh proceeds, and he says as follows. V'richilek, di hochel oyoma kol peiris, ויוסם אומה כל פרץ. היו ככה בשבוע שום. דייף שלו יליאס ולא יאכיל אז כל פרץ. So, in other words, that הוכל לא מקול פרץ. ויוסם אומה כל פרץ. היו ככה בשבוע שום. דייף שלו יליאס ולא יאכיל אז כל פרץ. So, in other words, it's like the רבנתם in Shavuos. That the reason is why it's Shavua Shov over there in the Mishnah in Shavuos is because he has that comparison. Kiri Omar, or Yoshua Shavua 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 Yom, have a makinis in Yoshua Alta. Vyod, in before Shavua 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 that he was Nishba, although she have Shabbat Yodel Kaimei, in Moisi, have a Motzele Meimar, be Meshvua, Shaleich, or Kopeles. So why does he have to mention the Mishnah over there? That in Moisi, Ela Shminon, the Avel Gav Shal Yosromol, Imro Keili Mitzrayim, Visal Kodai Techamine, Dikore, Liam Rav, אלי מצרים כדמרי שקומש מלון דלוי נדוית so נדוית so the Rik is the Teret it is needless to mention that if he didn't mention אימוי רואיסי נוחש כקרס בסבד if he didn't mention אימוי רואיסי כאלי מצרים so yes הוא פרס אלו מלאי then of course it is שואשון if he just said yes so then it's like so then it is in the portion of Shvasho the Chiddush is even if he said so I could argue that he meant it with the Aragus. So he only meant, if I didn't see a multitude of people. But he did see a multitude of people. So Mimele, it shouldn't be a Shavua Shov. So Komash Milon, it is a Shavua Shov. Komash Milon, it is a Shavua Shov. This is what he mentions in the name of the Ri. Now it's a very strange Ri. So in other words, so what is he saying, the Ri? That I could have his Al-Kedaitor. Now, he mentions the case of Im Lo-Roisi Kele Mitzrayim. The Avogav Shal Yosrom Olof Im Ro Kele Mitzrayim. Visal Kedaita Chamine Dikore Le'am Rav Ele Mitzrayim. Kedam Re'ishe. Komash Mondelay. Even though the Mishnah in Shavuos doesn't even mention Ele Mitzrayim. And the Ram says here, Bikavone he doesn't mention Ele Mitzrayim. But because Eilu Mitzrayim, it wouldn't be a Shavua Shov, because that's a Guzme. So we see that the Ri is Chelik on the Ram. And the Ri holds that over here, when the Mishnah says, Yesru, or my Kopere Shaleilam in Leroyisi Gomel Perea Ba'avir, so it's not only in Leroyisi Gomel Perea Ba'avir, but the Labdavti Gomu Pereba Avia. The same way would be, yeah, if he said, yeah, so Kopira Shilo Malai, Im Loi Roisi, Keile Mitzray. And as a matter of fact, Teisves, in Shvues, Esse Kashi, Im Loi Roisi, Gomu Pereya, Teime Dohre Ketone Gomu Pereya, Gomu Ketone Keile Mitzray, Uferi Kabon Nidorin, Gabinet Rabai, Tone Ilo Mitzray, Gomu Ketone Gomu Pereya. And Teisves doesn't give any terrence. So obviously, the Ri holds that Teino Chaname, the same thing that Gimore says, in Shavuos, in connection with Yosro Peres Ha'ir Omalai in Leroyisi Gomu Chepere Ba'avir would apply to the case of in Yosro Peres Ha'ir Omalai in Leroyisi Kele Mitzrayim. The same thing. And the Chiddush is, and the reason as to why it's Ishov is because he asked all the Peres. And if he didn't ask all the Peres, then, because he asked all the Peres, that's why it's Shavua Shov. But, and why does the Gemara mention in Leroyisi Kele Mitzrayim? Because I could say, in the case where he says, Yosro Peres Ha'ilam Alai, Stam, without a condition, so then it is a Shavua Shov. But if he says, Yosro Peres Ha'ilam Alai, אם לא רואי סקיר למצרים, so then it is washing goods may. And if it is washing goods may, so maybe it shouldn't be Yeshua Shor, because the truth is that he did see a multitude of people. So Kamash Malon, we don't say it's a washing goods may. So the kasha is, but our Gemara says that it is a washing goods may. The Chol HaPoches vis-a-vis El Mitzrayim. So we see nowadays the Chiddush HaRashbo mentions Shitas HaRishonim that there is a difference between Nidorim and Shmues, because Shmues is Chomer Beinei Odom. So Mimele, when a person takes a Shmue, he doesn't resort to a Lashon Guzme. When does a person resort to a Lashon Guzme if he takes an Eder? But when he takes a Shmue, a person doesn't resort to a Lashon Shmue. So Mimele, this Gemara deals with Nidorim. So by Nidorim one resorts to Rosh Hashanah. Masha'inke, by Shmue one does not resort to Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the Ri says that by Shmue, if one will say Shmuo Shaleichel Peiris im Loiroisi Keile Mitzrayim, so that will be Yeshua Shor, because we don't say that it's a Lashon Guzme. Now the Karneiro says that.
Yeah, come on. It seems to be a machlekes reshenim in regard to the pshat in the Gemara here, midikoma. It's not so explicit, but it seems that there is a machlekes reshenim. Now, when the Gemara is the kashi, heicha dom shvua savoy, ilayim edom shvua im loyisi biderech hazeh midikoma. So the Ram says, הנה אם אדומו ריסים דאז הכל ישראל, מי נקומה? הרי יוצא זו שבוע והשקר. So yet the words of Gerus say, הרי יוצא זו שבוע והשקר. So some say that we are not Gerus it. And the Ran had the Gerus say, הרי יוצא זו השקר. כלאימא, שאין לי לא של זה שום השמועס, ולשקר לאו דווקא, אלו כלאימא, אלו לא ידובו, כי בסיף קרוב, אך לשקר שומעת. So, and then the Rosh says, oh, midem komar de khiben de neis a shum dobrolov ein belosh na ze shvua klav vol gor a sar yot ze shvua la sheka, because if we are there is a yot ze shvua la sheka, so it would imply the reason is shvua, and there is no shvua because it doesn't say anything. If it's an incomplete statement, doesn't even make sense. Im shvua shalo im lo yoyis, it doesn't say anything. So from the Rosh it's mashma that if a person will make and in a shvue, in the form of a shvue, he'll make an incomplete statement. In Fulati, it makes sense. He'll say, shvuo in loiro isi. In loiro isi what? It doesn't make sense. So then there is no isi. And because of that, the Rosh says, we cannot be gay reisai yotzis or shvuo l'asheker. Because if we are gay reisai yotzis or shvuo l'asheker, so then it implies that there is an isi. And there is no isa. The Ran is geir es arios to shvul ha-shekeah. So he says, ha-sheka lav davke, kalim alu lo idomo. Ki nechsiv koach la-sheka shama. So it's mashma from the Rosh and the Ran that if a person will say an incomplete statement and it won't even make sense. Shvoi lo ilo isi, b'derech hazeh. So there is no aveh. There is no isa of shok. Of there is no Yisar of Shom. And from the Ritvo it's also Mashma that way. The Ritvo says, Hariyotiso, the Ritvo and the Rit, Hariyotiso Shvua La Shekeah, Pirish Lav Davke, Elo Kleim Ala Hevel, Velo Iklum Koma, Shein Zelo Shin Shvua Kwal, Vo Shvua L'Rikul Vatok. If the Ritvo Shita had been, that where a person says, Shvoi Moiro Yisi Viderech Hazeh. So in Zeber and Yisar of Shvoi Shov, so you would say that Shvoi Labdavke, Shekel Labdavke, Elohim Mar Shov. He doesn't say, Elohim Mar Inzemosh Shvoi Klal, Vu Shvoi Lerikul Vato. But he doesn't say it's a Shvoi Shov. So from all these Rishenim it's Mashma, that where a person makes an incomplete statement, it doesn't make sense, and he uses shvue in that statement, so it doesn't involve an isa. It doesn't involve an isa. Now, from the lotion of the Rajbo, so he says, the Rajbo says, im lo yisi midim koma, כלאימא, שבוע זו אין בו שום השבועס, ואין עניין מובן מלושן זה. דהים לא ירואיסי, דהים לא ירואיסי, אין לו קיום, דהים לא ירואיסי אין לו קיום בפני עצמי. It doesn't make sense. אלו אם כן תלו בין שום דבר, כי אין שאין מהשבוע שעשה כך או שלא יעשה כך, דהים לא אין לי על התנאי, וחילנו שאין לי שבוע שאין שום השבועס. It doesn't make sense. הרי יוצא שו שבוע זו מפיו, לכדי ולשוק, ואף על גב דאמרינון, הרי יוצא שבוע לשקר, לאף שקר גומו קומה, אלו מפום אם כן לשוף שקר. So, מפני שהשקר הוא דובר שאיני, ולדובר שאיני משמוע יזכר לשקר, ודחבוסי אשכחון בשבוע ספרק שבוע שתיים, דתנן, שבוע שאיכו תיכזו, שבוע שלא יכלנו, הורישנו משום ביטו, והשניו משום שבוע שוק. והקשין הלא בדמור, רחשתי משום ביטו מחייב, משום שבוע עשו לחייב, הרי יוצא ששבוע לשקע, אומר הבאי ידום השבוע שאורי ניסי. So in other words, all right, so in other words, so the Rashboshi teaches that here, even though he had the girse, la sheker, but he says, sometimes the Gemara uses the expression shua sheker in the sense of shua shok. But we see from the Rashbo that according to him, he is either an iser of shok. So there seems to be a machlekes resheni. A basic machlekes. If somebody makes an incomplete statement, in other words, it doesn't make sense. He says, Shvo im loy roisi. Im loy roisi what? Doesn't make sense. But he said Shvo. So according to the Ran and the Rosh and the Ritvo, it's mashma. He doesn't involve an iser of shvasho. Even though the Ritvo happens to be one of those Rishenim who hold that nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah. If not for the gzeras hakosuf of nishbati v'akayim or nishba mishmitzet kecho, it would be shok. Why? Because in view of the fact that the Ritva agrees with the shita of the Ramban that any shvue that does not have any chaleisi, so is a shok. So mainly the Ritva could say that if somebody makes an incomplete statement, that doesn't make sense, it certainly has no chalesin, so mainly it should be shov. So, but the Ritva doesn't hold that it is shov. Because only when someone in the Shvue says something, it has no chalesin, but it makes sense. Mashein king, if someone makes an incomplete statement to the Shvue, it doesn't even make sense. So then, it's mufke of sheker, it's mufke of shof too, for the same reason that it's mufke of sheker, because he didn't say anything. So it's mufke of shof too. Shof is only shayach. When can a shwe be shwe shof? If he says something, shamis is a yidua, lahamis is a yidua, doba shayef shav yidu, kaime in ishvel vatras hamitzvah, he says something that makes sense. But if he makes an incomplete statement, and it doesn't make sense, so it's mufke of shof as well. But the shita of the Rashbo is Adarab. Just because it doesn't make sense, so Mimele it's Mufke of Sheker. Couldn't be Sheker, it doesn't make sense. So it's Chayiv Malkes Mishimshon. So that's a basic Machlekes. Alright, we'll leave it.
Shir. In the Dorim, Yudal Adar Aleph, Hetov Shalom Lechess, February 21st, 1978, on
Tuesday. Now we discussed this Ram in connection with Gimor Teran Tachtesvok some time ago. And the Ram says Tachtesvok on the base. והבן פשינו לי מקוד את רייס האוכל, נסים לנו אוכל להרים ופרגיל, כלי מה, כשאוכל במייזית, להיינו שזוכה שאיסה הליך את תולו באכלוס, נסים לנו אבל גם דוכל בראשי מעלה בשם, וכי שאוכל במפישה, בשם, כלי מה, שלא ירזוכו את אישו שאוכל, שאיסה הליך את תולו באכלוס, ובחייגב נמחל הבים שם, there is a mistake. It's a great example. Now, so that time I mentioned that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis in Shmuel's Bachtavches. And the Ran, the Chedushi Ran, explains, points out in Shmuel's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis. Now, there is a loche of Yiddish Gogis or Shmuel's Gogis. So according to Rashi, the Ram in Shmuel points out. So when is a Shmuel Gogis, and it's not even Maisavere, it's not even Shegeg, that is, so let's say, suppose there is, he says, Kenem Kikyazeh Osa Olai, Yimeichel Kikyazeh. In other words, kicker number one, that's the kicker of Isaac. And kicker number two is the kicker of night. And if he says, Kene Molai, kicker number one, in Eiche, kicker number two. So, according to the Rashi Shita, the way the Ram, the Rashi is not so simple in Shuris, but the way the Chidush Aram explains it, so it all depends what kicker eats Mishabik first. It doesn't make any difference. If, let's say, he eats kicker number one first, kicker number one is a kicker Shurisa. So, Bishegek, so then, he's not chayav, ikol. Or if he eats kicker number two first, so he's not chayav ikol neither. And the Ran, that's Rashi Shita. And the Ran, the Chidush Aran explains it. Because if, let's say, and the Ran says as follows, if, let's say, suppose there is only one kicker, he asks kicker number one, no kicker shopna. And then he forgot that he asked kicker number one. And he eats it, let's say, by sure. So he's high recall. And by neder, so he'll have a maisa veire of being able to yachar b'sheirik. So, but if, let's say, there are two kikoreis, there is a kikar shol yisrael and a kikar shol tnai, and the asas, kikar number one, is nishba, not to eat, kikar number one. If he'll eat kikar number two, if he eats one kikar, b'shegek, it doesn't make any difference what kikar it was that he ate b'shegek. So he's not chayukov, it's not even my savira. Because since one kikya, the iser of one kikya, is contingent upon the achim of another kikya, so he is not put on the alert. He's not put on the alert until he eats one kikya. And if he eats one kikya, b'shegek, so mainly he's not put on the alert. But if there is just one kikya, and he says, Shmua Shalaycho Kikaze, so then he's at the very outset he's on the alert. And if he forgets, so he's a Shevik and he's Chayukov. That's the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Teitzves is that it all depends upon the Kikya Shotnai. In other words, when is he moved of God? If he forgot when he ate the Kikya Shotnai. Because the Kikya Shotnai, that the achille of the kikah shel pnai makes the shvuyah chal. So mele, so that's the aloha. If, let's say, he said, shvuyah shel eichel, kikah number one, im eichel, kikah number two. So if he ate kikah number two, b'sheyek, so then, He's allowed to be mazy to eat kikah number one. Because since the chaleis iser of kikah number one is contingent upon the achille of kikah number two, so the mele, the shvui is not chal. It's not a odom b'shvui. Because the shvui has to be chal through the achille of kikah number two. And if he's not a odom b'shvui, if he's not cognizant at the time when the shvui has to be chal, as a result of the achilah of kikah number two, so the shvui is not chal, so he's allowed to be lazy to eat kikah number one. That's the shita of Jesus. But both shitas, Rashi shita and Teisa shita, is that if there is just one kikah, and he, let's say, he took his shvui not to eat kikah number one, there is no kikah number two. But then he forgot that he took the shvui, forgot, and he ate it. So he's chayukah. That's the sheep. Now, the Ran, Dr. Svob, at that time it was mentioned, the Ran Dr. Svob, and the Ran here emphasizes the Shita of Rashi. So he says, what's the Shita of Rashi according to the Ran's explanation of the Chidushi Aran Shuez? That it doesn't make any difference Ibui Chachila, he was a Sheikh. As long as he was a Sheikh in the first Achila, whether he eats the Kikyarisa or Kikyashotnai, be Sheikh, so then it's Mufke of the Isa of Shuwe. Now here he also says, Kaleima, the Oma Kenem Kikyazeolai, Imani Eichel, Vimani Sheis Haye, Mani Eichel Sheis Haye. וישוחח ויוחל וישוס דיחים דנידרה באחילה כמאי שחל. So too he mentions וישוחח ויוחל וישוס. So in other words, he was a sheikh in the tnai, but the Rambam emphasizes not the fact that he was a sheikh in the tnai, because that was the first achila. דיחים דנידרה באחילה כמאי שחל. That's in line with the Rambam's shit in shuets. Die Chiven, die Lieben, bei Achille, kam alle sich heil. Weil ich scheite, habe ich schäge, kelle immer schon in Iska, schäge, tolle, bin ich Achille, schon nicht der, lo ich heil und nicht reklau. So, die Niedre ist bei Achille, kam alle sich heil. It doesn't make any difference whether he ate the Kika Shalisea or the Kika Shalpnat, bishäge. So, since one is dependent upon the other, so Mele, he is not put on the alert until he eats one. So then he is put on the alert. That's the Ramshi. And it's in line with the Shita of Rashi. That's in line with the Shita of Rashi. Now, and the most Rishayim seem to agree with the Shita of the Ram and Rashi in Teisves, that if there is just one kikir, he answered this kikir, and then he forgot about the letter or about the shuwe, and he ate it, so then he's a regular sheikh. He's a regular sheikh. But the Shita Sarambam is different. The Shita Sarambam, the Karneiro points it out, but the Karneiro says that the Rambam is difficult, but the Rabbi Avraham in Or, so he mentions that this is the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah. In other words, whereas the Ram and most Rishayim explain that the Mishnah, that the first case in the Mishnah is reference to the case where he answered, let's say, a kikeh an itnai of Oma. And then, what was the itnai? Kenem kikeh zeolai im ochalti vim shosisi. Esne. So at that time, he asked the kikyah because he was sure he was laboring under the notion that he didn't eat yesterday. That's why he asked the kikyah. And then he reminded himself that he did eat yesterday. So Memele, the shui is not hot. The shui is not hot. That's the first case. And then the other case is, also, he asked the kikyah at night, but at night of us, שאני איכל ושאני שייסה, כן אם כיכר זה או ביי, אם איכל ואם אשתה היי, אם איכל ואם אשתה היי, and then בשוחח ויוכל ושוסו, and then he ate, but at the time he ate, he forgot that because of this eating, he'll be awesome in the kikya. So since he forgot that he'll be awesome in the kikya on account of this eating, so this achille doesn't answer in the kikya. Because, so, it's not all the Mishnah. This is how the Ram and most Rishayim explain. But the Rambam explains differently. The first case, he explains the same way as the Ram. Nidrish Gogei Simo Chalti Bim Shosisi. In other words, Keinem Kikya Zeolai Himo Chalti Bim Shosisi Ayin. Or Himo Chalti Bim Shosisi Yesi. And at that time, when he made the neder, he was sure that he didn't eat. That's why he made it. But then he reminded himself that he was oblivious at the time he made the neder. He was oblivious of the fact that he did eat. So, in the melee, it's not all the mishwah. Then the second case, shani eichel mishani sheise. Vishochach Yochel Vishoseh. So where is the Ram explains Kenem Kikya Zeolai, and Rashi also explains it that way. כן אם כי קרא לזה עליי, אם היחילים יש תעלי. And then, so the Rambam doesn't apply it to the asserting of a kikar on it now. But in other words, shani eichel v'shani sheisek, he asked the kikar. There is no tnai. And then he forgot that he asked the kikar. He forgot that he asked achille, and he ate it. So since at the time when he violated the shvuah, so he didn't remember that he took the shvuah, so memele is an onus, and that's the aloche of Odom shvuah. So according to the Rambam, the second case in the Mishnah Shaneichem Shanisheise is analogous to the shvuah of Rav Yud and Rav Ase. So they both took shvuahs. One took a shvuah hochel marav, and the other one took a shvuah hochel marav. So Libi answered. So that means in the ma'isa aveira, in the ma'isa, in the violation, he was an onus. So it's moved to the ma'isa aveira. It's not shading. It's moved to the ma'isa aveira. So the same thing applies. The same thing applies to a shvuah of osid as well. You see, according to the Rana, most Mishenim, when do we say Libyan say that he is an onus, and it's no Maisa Veire that he is of Shvuah of Ovat? So if somebody, let's say, takes a Shvuah, I ate, and sincerely thinking that he ate, but then it turns out that he didn't remember, he didn't eat. So then, that's Libyan. So then he is an onus. And it's moved on Maisa Veire. Mashayke, because what should he do? He just didn't remember, so it's not his fault. Mashayke, if he took a shvuah to eat, and then he forgot that he took a shvuah to eat, and he didn't eat, or he took a shvuah not to eat that day, and he forgot that he took a shvuah not to eat, and he ate, so then we do not say it's not his fault. It is his fault. He should have been on guard to remember. If at the time, when he takes his shvuah, that he ate and he doesn't remember, so it's not his fault. He has a very poor memory, so what? It's not his fault. But if he took his shvuah and osid, so he has to be always on guard to remember the shvuah. This is the shita of most shvuah. But according to the Rambam, so the same aloha that applies to the shvuah of Ofa, Libyan say, so it applies also to Shvuah Vosit. And this is the Pshat in Shaneichel Shanisheise. So the second case in the Mishnah does not refer to a case of Asering the Kikia and Itnai Vosit. But where he just Asat the Kikia, he Asat Achille, he Asat Siyah. And then he was evil, he violated the Neda. He violated the Shvuah because he forgot he took the Neda. So it's naturally. So when he Shedeik in Shvuah Vosit, Chayev Kol. So the Rambam mentions an example. Peyum b'chashvuot halacha ches. וכיצד יאשגובו שחיובים עולה או קורבן להבו כגן שנשבע שלא יאכל פסחיתי ושוגק ודימו שנשבע שיאכל פסחיתי ויוכלו שזה נרמו
vergaben Schwule altogether, so then he's anonymous. It's not his fault, he forgot. According to the Ram, he's not anonymous. Because he should have been on guard not to forget. Why did he forget? Because he was negligent. He wasn't on guard. But according to the Rambam, he's anonymous. But suppose he took his shvua that he should not eat pasrit. And he remembered that he took his shvua. But he mixed up the facts of the shvua. Instead of remembering that the shvua was not to eat the pasrit, so he thought that the shvua was that he should eat the pasrit. So he said, since he remembered, if he forgot everything, so then he's not negligent, he forgot. But if he does remember it to be sure, but he mixed up not eating with eating, so then he's not anonymous. In other words, so it's a question, so what's the difference between forgetting the whole shvua? Or if you remember the shvua, but one detail in the shvua, in the facts of the shvua you forgot, in other words, he's more negligent, he's more neglectful. If he forgot everything, so then he's anonymous. A greater degree of honor. Now, in Kovatir Kure, if somebody forgets, he's not considered as honor, so he's shaded. But here, since we have a special Zerzakosu, of Odom Mishmuo, so the gather of bonus by Shmuo is not the same gather as in Kovatir Kure. In Kovatir Kure, it wouldn't be honors. But because there is still an element of fault, now let's say suppose someone is Mechal Shabbos and he forgot the Shabbos, so it's analogous to the case where he took his shvua not to eat pasfitim and he forgot, so there is an onus. But if he forgot the Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday, so it's the same. Neglect or non-neglect, still is highly called. But here there is a special there's a possible of Odom Mishmuo, and the Rambam is not difficult. The Kareneiro considers the Rambam Shita as difficult, but the Rambam is not difficult at all, because the Rambam draws an analogy between the Gemara of Hochel Marav and Hochel Marav. So over there too, in Kolatir Kule, if a person will forget the fact, so it would not be, it would, he wouldn't be anonymous, he would be shaming in Kolatir Kule. Hochel Marav. So if somebody takes his shvua or halke esme, but he forgot, so in Kolatir Kule he wouldn't be anonymous. So we see that here, because of the special zakos of Odom Mishmua, there is a special gather of bonus. So, but other shame hold, that is only in Shvuah over. But Mashiach in Shvuah Vosi, he has to be on the alert. Unless there are two kikores. There is a kikash of Issa and a kikash of Tal. So the Mele, if he is, where one is dependent upon the other, where the Achille of one is dependent upon the Achille of the other, so the Mele, if he is a Shevik in one, so he's not put on the alert. But if he was already, if there is just one kikash of Issa, so at the time of the neder, he's put on the alert, and then he's negligent, neglectful, if he doesn't remember. That's the shita of that Rishon. But the Rambam shita is there. Ah. Now, the Rabbi Avraham Nahor, שיחיו פירש רבי נשואל מייך אין שום עקים וכי אם הוא מקים הוא מלעקי כזה אם אני איכה הוא ינישי שעיי בשוח החנדה ויוח ובשוסו מות הבקיקיה שבשי יקוב הרנדה והוא לא עושה לו להקיקי על מייך העיי והוא זוך המרנדה ונמשך החדאיתי גם בשפירש בשבועי שתי בשבועי שלא איך הוזו אם איך הוזו so he mentions Rashi's Pshat and I mean the Mephorish Pshat is based upon Rashi's Pshat והרם לא הביא כך לא בשבועס ולא בגלל. ומה שבירה, היי נשמוי שתיים, מירה דייטה, דחייגב לבד היו עושר עקיד. So, on the contrary, he says, according to the Rambam, so in the case where he said, אם אני, so he said, כיקה זה עושר עולי, אם אין חלילה, so then, according to Rashi, according to Ram, according to Moses Rashi, and if he forgets and eats today, so then he's good, it's not hard though. So he's allowed to eat the kikah. So he says, according to Rambam, the high gabri vados are a kikah. Because the whole thing is that you see, according to Rashi and according to Ram and according to Texas, so there are two alochas in order to Shavuot. One alocha for the Mishavuot is the Gemara of Elikim Hochel Marab, Elikim Hochel Marab. Maybe I'm saying. So there it's the halacha in the Maisa Avere, in the violation of the Shavuot, of the Nishbar HaShekia. That if it's really I'm saying, he was oblivious, so it's not even Maisa Avere. Mashiach came in the case where he says, Kikyal Zeo Sar Alay. I mean, Shavuot Shalaych, Shavuot Shalaych, Kikyal Zeo. He may chalay, and then he forgot that he offered a certain kikah on the basis of the achilay, and he ate today, and why he ate. So he forgot that he based the iser of the kikah, the shvuyah of the iser of the kikah, on his achilay. So according to Rashi, according to the Ram, so he's allowed to eat the kikah. So that's another aloha. That's not the same aloha as Liliam say. Liliam say implies because the gagre was enormous at the time of the Maisavei. So then it's not even Maisavei, the time when he's nishbal shekia. But here, it's not that he's enormous in the violation of the shvuah. He is anonymous in the halachas of the Shavuot. So it's another deal. Even though both halachas are implicit in the Gzeiras HaKos of Avodah of the Shavuot, but it's two separate deals. But according to the Rambam, there is just one halacha in Avodah of the Shavuot. In other words, if he is anonymous in the violation, so it manifests itself in the case of a violation of Shavuot of Avodah, and it manifests itself in the case of a violation of Shavuot of Avodah. But in the case where he says, Kikya ze, imaneich rashi saye, vishochachanetea, viochal, not remembering that he asked the Isser of the Kikya was based upon the Tachile, so he's also reported to the Rambam. There is no other aloha that if he was shaking in the Halei Sametra, so the Mele the Rebbe is not Halei. Und mache wir ein schwer stein der jungen ihre beide in der gabne war der aus der kitte die pele schei ich und joche lui tue ju it's not it not er was aus der loch mache ich und mache ich steile wie moch le schege fot am ko war viel schei und so da wollte ich starte mal sagen he's not even nenne schon schon mal because this is a cause of Bibians that the shit of the Rambam. Right. Now, the ritual. Yes, what? No, he doesn't. שאנריכל שאנשי יש מוכמצת שאנריכל שאנשי יש משוחח ויוחל ושוחח פירש או מהקנן כוס וברם ויש מפורשים שאנריכל תורים הקנן יהיו לי מה שאנריכל היה ומה שאנשי יש היה משוחח ויוחל ושוחח כל זה הוא נדרש גוגץ ואין בו יבליאל. So it's the same הלוכה as הלכים הוחל מרב ולכים הוחל. Now then Aber Kosa, Hohib Sal, Hochamara, Bechado Bachara, Lechir and Ire, Bishwish Gogi is in the Tobis of Mashoch, that when we say that if he's an onus, he didn't remember at the time of the Shuwe, so it's not a Maisavere, only the Shuwe of Ocha. Ki Hoche Roma Ocha, Avor Havo in the Tobis, because he's on guard, he's supposed to remember, he's supposed to alert himself to remembering it. The boy will allow me an option. King Pirsharabi. The Chayim Nira Liki Emes. As a matter of fact, the Ram's shot in Rashi Yishuiz is similar to the Lomdes. Is similar to the Lomdes of the Rambam. Because the Ram says that according to Rashi, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Which kikia he ain't shaved, whether the kikia shall be there or the kikia shall not. It's going to see the first kikia. So then, there is no vice of it. This is it, is not. Only if he is shaved, the kikia shall not. So this is it, we understand. From the point of view of Exerasakosu, that if he is shaving at the time when the nether has to be chal, the shvuyah has to be chal, so maybe the nether is not chal. That depends now what affects the chalais of the shvuyah of the nether. The achilah of the kikah shall not? Not the achilah of the kikah shall nisah. The achilah of the kikah shall nisah, that's the nisah itself. So, according to Tesis, that only when does it come within the zakosu of Odom Bishwe, only if he was a shaving in the Achille of the Kitter Shotnai. So you understand that the other Allah of Odom Bishwe, that if he is a shaving at the time when the Shwe has to be Chal, so then it's not Chal. But according to Rashi Shifu, so it doesn't make any difference whether he needs to be shaving the Kikash of Isa or Kikash of Nai, whatever is first. So if the first Kikash, the Achilah of the first Kikash is shaved, whether it's the Kikash of Isa or the Kikash of Nai, so the Mele comes within the Zakos of what the Mishu is. So Bishleime, when the Achilah be shaved was the Kikash of Nai, we understand. So the Aloha is because it's not even Chal. But if the Achilah B'Sheyeg, the first Achilah B'Sheyeg was of the Kikah Shalizah, so you cannot say that through the Achilah of the Kikah Shalizah, so it is hard. But it's hard what? That it shouldn't be that now? So, still, it comes within the Zasakos of the Mishmure. So according to Rashi's Shite, so we have to explain it on the basis of the same moment as according to the Rambam. In other words, that it's a zakosu that is anonymous in the Maisavera. But according to Rashi, when is it considered anonymous? There are two kikos. So the Mele, he is not put on the alert until he eats one kikya b'meizit. Mashenkin, there is just one kikya, so at the time when he takes the nether, he is put on the alert. But the longness is similar. So then he said, so the Chayim Nire, the Shuish Gogis in the Mitori is our Mamesh Yoma, Ki Hoche, Yoma, Hoche Amara, Abo Haboi in the Mitori, the Boi Ula Amui Anavshe, Ki Impio Shurabi, in other words, of Shuish Ava Habo, so he is under the Lord, so he is not the Lord, the Chayim Nire with the Emes. So he says, Mitomati Ala Ram, the Shuish says, Shom Yechilik Bidom, Vyoma, Vyoma, Osit Mitori, Moshikosa de Pes Beis. Damarai Bezalis. Obviously, it's all a Chilu Mitzvah, but that's the Shit is around them. And all the Vishen mention. Omar Kene Nishkin Emesli, Shigongo Eskisi, Vishay Hikso as me, Vineida Shalom Hik, Shuri Kose, Vineida Shalom Gongo, Rome is on Echlin Tain, Vyoma Harei Aleichem Kor, הרי הם עליכם קורא ונמצאו אובי ואוכי והולי ומוען אחרת ושם הם אומרים הם ותורי ומה שאימו הם אסורי ובסילאים רימי לובי ומתור. ובסילאים רימי לובי ומתור. משום למד השוט המקצוע, סיוט הכולי, כדי זה לגמור, ומתור עם אפילו בלו ישי לקומה, כדי המורם ברשפיר, כי וכל ארבעו נדורים יצריכם שיילו לכוחם. ותאי מדיניות זה, משום לכי ומשום לא ידיע, שאובי בו יוכי בו יוי מוהם, בו ימציא מן הכלל, הרי זה מותה בעיקר נדע, שלא ידעתי מהיר המלוב, וכל שיש בעיקר נדע, תויס, אין פילו לי בישוב אינו בוטו מעט, ומשום אוכל בכל משתלן אסלי, בינון, שיימה בפירו שגום בסקינסי, לוי, אבל בשביל ידעתי בשביל כך, וכל מוקים כאילו של הדרס בשביל ישחבי, לכתויס בקרה נדר, אבל פעם שלא ישחבי להדר הזה מאילום, הרי הנדר בוטר מאילום. נאו, בקחיל יש לי אמרה. So, the barit is masik. There is a tshuva, tshuva in Chilek Rishin, of Shalik Shuvis Marit, Shuvis Samachetz, and then in Shniyos, the Shalik Shuvis Shniyos, in Chof Zayon, in Chof Chetz, he is masik on this one. But the Ram establishes a very big Chiddush. The Ram says that there are two kinds of toys. There is one toys that is a toys b'ikaneda, and there is another toys that is a toys in an extraneous thing, not in the identity, not in mistake as to the identity of that. Now, let's say, why does the Ram make this distinction? Because here the Mishnah mentions examples of Midrash gods, of three gods. So one example is of, let's say, if Roy Sonny Fontaine, Roma Ariel Cole, we need so we go. So the machlok is between Bisham and Bisilo is in regard to the others. But all agree that as far as Gobi and Ochiv are concerned, that they are not Tosavar. Why is it a Tos? Even though he didn't say it, when he says, Hare Heidin Alechem Kom, She'atem Zohim, because you are strangers, you're not my relatives. He just said, Hare Alechem Kom. He didn't say, Hare Heidin Alechem Zohim Kom. Still, it's a Tos. Why? Because had he known that his father and his brother are there, he wouldn't have asked them, even though he didn't spell it out to indicate that he only asked the Anoye because he takes it for granted that they are strangers, they are not his relatives. It's not his father, it's not his brother. Not his brother. But in the case of Kenan Mishnah Emesli, Shegonkweskisi, Vishayitsoesli, the Mishnah mentions Shegonkweskisi, Vishayitsoesli. In other words, if at the time of the neder he spelled it out, I asked the Anoye of my wife because she stole, because she hit my son. But suppose he didn't spell it out. She stole, she hit my son. But he asked the Anoye, and then he comes to us and he tells us he thought that she stole. That's why. But now he found out. So then it's not a negatoris. Then she would have to resort to Shalos Chocha and to Pesach. We'd have to use it as a Pesach. So why is there a difference between this case, Kenan Ishtin Emesli, she conquers Kisei, she says me, and the case of Nida, Shalikosei, Nida, Shalikosei. So he conquers. So the Ram says, that he told the parents, if the mistake is the identity of the subject matter of the neder, so then even if he doesn't spell it out, it's considered a Kiddush God. So in the case where he asked the Anoye of certain people who stand at a distance, and he was thinking at that time that it was strange, then he found out that it was his father, so then there is a mistaken identity. There is a mistake as to the identity of the neder, of the subject matter of the neder.
his intention was to asar hanoye of the strength of the strangers, but not to asar hanoye of his father and his brother. So there was mistaken identity. So in the case of a mistaken identity, even though he didn't spell it out, so it's in Eda Toys, it's in Eda Shkogis, and it doesn't require any Shalich Hoch. No Pesach now. Vashem came in the case, came in Ishti Menesu. So there was no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neda. Who was the subject matter of the Neda? His wife. And did he make a mistake as to the identity of his wife? No. She was his wife. But he thought that his wife stole. And now he found out that his wife did not steal. Did not steal. So in such a case, since there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the neder, of the shvuah, so if he didn't spell it out, so then it's not shvuah. So it's not toys. It can be used as a pesach. As a pesach, it can be used. But the atzmei without the chochem, it cannot be used. Now, some time ago, I mentioned that according to the tasteless, the tasteless is chayit on the Rav. That's what I said some time ago. And the tasteless also agrees with the Rav's principle that where there is a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the nether, of the subject matter of the nether, So even without spelling it out, it's Midrash Gogens, it doesn't even require Torah Shochem, it doesn't even require, because of the special Zerzakosu Pavodah Mishu'e, and I mentioned this thesis. Some time ago, Shegompo Eskisi Sheik says me, Eimi Fori Shekiru Shegompo Eskisi, Vichemim Hik says me, Yim Kim Pshite Dur Cholanet. Cholanet. But, so, I assumed that the Pshat Tesis, at that time, I mentioned the Tesis. So, I assumed that the Pshat Tesis is that when the Mishnah says, Kene Mishnah Nemesli, She Gompo Eskisim, She Ixes Ni, not that he verbalized it, and he said, Kene Mishnah Nemesli, and he spelled it out, She Gompo Eskisim, She Ixes Ni. But he just said, Kene Mishnah Nemesli. And then he explained to us, and he said, because I was laboring under the notion that she stole, that she was hitting my son. And now I found out, not that in the net there, he said, she got worse kissing, she mixes me. This is what Isa says. Even before she perished in Congress kissing, he mixes me. He became hit a little whole net. So then, it's in the portion that she doesn't get to tell us. But the Mishnah has reference to a case where he didn't spell out Shigom was kissing Shiksa's knee at the time of the Neda. But later on, he comes to us and he says, this is the reason as to why I asked Anoya for my wife. Because I asked Anoya of my wife. Because I was laboring under the notion that my wife was a thief. And now I found out that she was not a thief. That she was not eating my children. So I said that the Rosh also agrees with the Lomdes of the Rav, that wherever there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder of the Shvuah, so then if it's not spelled out, it's vulnerable, it's not the toys. It's not the toys. But the Ram is the thesis is held on the Ram at one point. According to the Ram, so where do we have a mistaken identity in the case of Rois Alechon Teni Gomari Alechon Kom Vinitzov Vinyochim? So in other words, he was mistaken completely as to the physical identity of the people of whom he asked Anoy. He thought that he was strangers, and then they turned out to be his brother or his father. Mashein came where there was no mistake as to the physical identity of the person, the subject matter of the neder. But there was a mistake as to the moral identity of the person.
So that's not a mistake in the identity of the subject matter there. Where mistake is all, what difference does it make? What kind of a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the Veda was? Whether it was a mistake as to the physical identity of the person, or if there was a mistake as to the spiritual and moral identity. In other words, just as in the case of Rois Alechem Tein, V'yomar Ari Alechem Kol, V'nimtzo Avi V'yochi. So then we say there is a mistake as to identity, so he doesn't answer. He doesn't even have to spell out, and without an Udele Mucha, without anything, because of the special Zazakosu of Ozom Mishmue. So in the case of Kenya Mishkin Elisabeth, and he didn't spell out verbally, he didn't verbalize Shikombas Kisi, he just says Kenya Mishkin Elisabeth. But then he comes and tells us, he said Kenya Mishkin Elisabeth because he was mistaken as to the spiritual and moral identity of his wife. He thought that his wife was a nice person. And he thought that his wife was not a nice person. He thought that his wife was a thief. Now he found out that his wife is a nice person. So again, there is a mistake as to the identity. It's not a mistake as to the physical identity, but there is a mistake as to the moral identity. That's what I said. I said it briefly. I mean, I didn't want to go to elaborate on it because we haven't covered that sugya yet. But then I went through the Churis Marit, Churis Amches, and the in Aleph, and then in Churis Yomet, so Chof Zayin, Chof Ches. So he understood the Teisres differently. So according to his understanding of Teisres, Teisres agrees with the Ran and everything. Because not the way I understood at that time, the Teisres, Emri Porish, Shepirish in Gombwes Kisi, that the Mishnah's reference to the case where he didn't spell out She Gombwes Kisi. But he just said, Kenny Mishnah Elisabeth. And then he told us that he was mistaken as to the moral identity of his wife. He thought his wife was a thief, was a criminal. And now we found out that his wife was a nice person. No, he says, Eimachnam the Marit, and the Marit is right, because it's more mashma in the Loshna place. The Loshna of the Mishnah is, Kene Mishti Nenes Li Shekom Vaskisi. The Mishnah doesn't say, Kene Mishti Nenes Li Imgom Vaskisi. So he says, Eimri Forish Epirish Imgom Vaskisi. Eimri Forish Shepirish, in Gombos Kisi, Vichem in Hixos me, Vinkem Shitet Lohalera. So then we don't have to resort to the Aloch of Nidrish Gogis. Nidrish Gogis is based upon the special Zazakos of Rodo Mishwe. But if he says, Kem Mishti in, namely, in Gombos Kisi, so he mentions it now. So he says that my wife should be also to have an oil from me if she stole. But if she didn't stole, if she didn't steal, so then she shouldn't be also banned. So it's not, we don't have to resort to Midrash Gogis, the special Zanakosa, or the Mishwe. So it's in Neder and Tnai, and the Tnai was not fulfilled. He was staying in the Gomo. So that's not Midrash Gogis, that's something else. So then it's in the Vaposhu. So the Vaposhu. Let's say, suppose he says, Kene Mishti, Lenestri, Imochlo, Baboiki. And then it turns out that she didn't eat in the morning. So she would not be offered that oil. Because he spelled it out, not because of Midrash Gogis. So here we shouldn't explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah's reference to the case where he said, Kene Mishti Lenestri, Imgombaskisi. Then it's another portion, it goes without saying. The Mishnah's reference to the case where he spelled out Kene Mishti Lenestri, Shegombaskisi. So in other words, so that means that Teisves agrees completely with the Rav. Now, so the Marit's understanding of Teisves is more accurate than my original understanding of Teisves. Now, however, the Marit himself, he says, he mentions that time, he says,
Monarchah. First of all, he rejects the whole concept that there is a distinction between a mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the Neder HaShvuah, or a mistake as to an extraneous matter, not affecting the identity of the subject matter. So he says, so why is it that the Mishnah says, in connection of King Mishnah Nemesli, the Mishnah mentions that he stumbled out to go for his sheep, says me. And in connection of the key, in connection with the case of going some containing Roma, Harayim Alechem Korm, the needs of the Yochi, going more in a chaining. So then, even though he didn't spell it out, so he says, when is it Yitrish Gogens, if there is an Umden in the Muchach? Umden Muchach. So in the case of Royes Mechutengi Roma, Harayim Alechem Korm, so without spelling out, it's an ansade, that he doesn't want to answer Hanoye from his relatives, from his brothers and his father. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't have to mention it. But in the case of Canaan Mishnah tendency, so if he doesn't spell out Chigombo Eskisi, so then there is no Umden in the Mucha that he asked the Hanoye because he accused her of stealing or hitting the children. There is no such Umden in the Mucha. Unless he says it. But, so in other words, so according to the Marines, there is no distinction between a mistake as to the identity and a mistake as to an extraneous matter. The distinction is between the case where there is an Umden in the Muchach, that was the motivating factor. Well, there is no Umden in the Muchach. So, in the case of Harel Alechem Kom, so without spelling out there's an Umden Muchach, because the average person does not want to ask a family of the father and the brother. But in the case of Cain Mishnah Nemesli, if it is not spelled out, Chigom Veskisi, so there is no Umden Muchach. And then the Marid says, and if there is such a distinction, so in the case of Cain Mishnah Nemesli, even if he didn't spell it out, but if he in his heart made an eder because he was laboring under the notion that she was a thief, and then he found out she was a nice person, so there is also a mistake as to the identity. But the Marid assumed that Tesis, when Tesis says the Lifor Shapira Shingombe Eskisi, the Tesis means a Lifor Shapira Shingombe Eskisi. So he says no, didn't continue Khalaneda. But the Mishnah's reference to the case where he spelled it out She Gombo, not in Gombo. Now, there in the Shittim Kubet says, we could say the same Pshat in the Shittim Kubet says too, but in the Shittim Kubet says, whereas in the Tesis says, so it's mashma the way the Marit understood the Tesis. But in Shittim Kubet says, there is a deal that he really agrees with the Lomdes of the Ram, that there is a difference between a mistaken identity and a mistake as to an extraneous matter, but on the other hand, he considers this case of Ken Mishnah Nemesli, and even if he didn't spell it out, Shigom Boskisi, also as a mistake as to the identity, because she was mistaken as to the real identity of his wife. He thought she was a criminal, she was a thief. And then he found out that his wife was a nice person. I mean, it's not mifurish, because he also uses the loshi. Kenen mishkin enesli. Shikom vaskisi, shikses vim, neyeshoi gom tzu ikso. Kloim makamzen vrish gogis, vanezim tenesli. Afal pisho lo yisno vishvo yisai. Loim mavi im gom vaskisi. Vim ikseti. Afal lo chepot. Alright, so you could say, Afo Bishol Yisrael, she was a Rima in Gombo, but she Gombo. But then he says, but lo chepot ha kishmei lo she Gombo, ve lo yikso, she anish ba la dobo, u chisobo she uke, nidrish gogis. Alright, it's not a strong deal, but it's mashma. from the Haram, this from Rav Lezer Mimitz. I mean, that he holds that way. Now, what is the reason of the Ram? Anyway, so the Ram says as follows. Ubisil Reim. Now again, Ubisil Reim. Eilu Reim Umitov. Mishin Neta Shulita Mishtos in the Kodesh. Ubisil Gmor. Umitov Lapiru Shai Lekoma. Kida Mogan Mishpir Kinkur Habon Dorin Mitzkir Shai Lekoch. Vitaim Zim Yurze Mishin Dechim Shimo Yidei Ashov Yidei Ochev Oye Moed Oye Mitzkir Nakwal Harizimute Bikla Neda. Shalohoy Daiti Meilu Malovi. וכל שיש בי כעמד התועס, אין פי גמי בשוק, ובוטו מעצמי, ומשום הוכר בכן עם אשתי מהמסרי, בלי משאים מרבותי ראשי גור ועסקיסי, ואירו יעבור פי שאולפייתי בשביל כך, מקום בו כנקים שהוא עד על אשתי מסרבן, אולי כתועס בי כעמד, there is no mistake as to the identity of the subject matter of the nether. Because he intended to ask a lawyer by his wife, and he met his wife and it turned out to be his wife. It didn't turn out to be a different person. It turned out to be a different person, a mistaken identity. Why does the Ram make the distinction? So the Ram is right is because in respect So the Mishnah doesn't mention that he spelled it out in the Neder. And in the case of Nishti Lemesli, the Mishnah mentions that he spelled out in the Neder as a gombo eskisim shiikzazim. So the Marit disposes of that kashe very simply by saying that in the case of all is ichutin, so it's an ansade without spelling out. In the case of killing Mishnah Lemesli, without spelling out, there was no ansade. But apparently, so why did the Ram not say the same way as the Mari? Because the Ram held that even in the case of Hari and Alich and Korban, there is no under the Muchach that a person doesn't want to asad anoye by his brothers. There is no such a thing. There are certain people who don't get along with their brothers, who don't get along with their fathers. So in Mele, there is no under the Muchach. And still the Mishnah does not spell it out in the Neder. So it's a raya that wherever the mistake is a mistake as to the identity, as to the physical identity of the subject matter of the Neder, so without an umdele demuchach, the Neder is bought. Without a talk. Why? But is born Shabbat? The answer is, this is how Ravon explains it. Because that's the raya of the hechach of the Ram. Because there is a special zerzakosu of Odom Bishmue. There is a special zerzakosu of Odom Bishmue. So anyway, why do we need a special zerzakosu of Odom Bishmue? Torres, if there is an umdre de mucha, so then, in all kiyoni, in kolatere kule, it's bought. Why do we have to resort to a special zerzakosu? The answer is, here we have to resort to a special zerzakosu in the case where there is no Umdenimucha. But so then, even in the case where there is no Umdenimucha, so there is a special Zerzakosu, that its story is, so why do we have to resort to Pesach? So every Pesach should be Muter without Tachochet, without Gimel Hedetes, without Yochid Mumchen. So the answer is, when do we have to resort to Pesach? That is, if the mistake is in an extraneous matter. But if the mistake is as to the identity of the subject matter of the letter, then we don't even have to resort to it. Alright, now, the Marit points out from the Rambam, he deduces from the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rambam.
The Rambam says in the Chesmon Tzidor, Halacha Dalet,
V'lo yorid, alo mi shero anoshim mirochet, eich lintenim shalek, v'yom aloen areyen aleichem kor, kipim shekorab aleyen v'hib, v'arinokim mirochet, harinu mitok, אף אופי שלו פירש הסיבו שהסבירו בגללו, הרי זה כמו שפירש, שהדובו מכריח שלא יהיו עשר עליהם, אלו שרויו ביטאיתי שיזור, צריכים כל כך יצא לזה. זאת הרמב״ם זרוע שלי, שהדובו מכריח. כל יצא לרם, we don't have to resort to הדובו מכריח, הדובו מכריח לא נתן המסעד. Because there is a mistaken identity. So it's a riot that the Rambam rejects this distinction between the mistake as to the identity of it. Now, that seems to be a very strong riot than the Rambam, that the Rambam rejects the whole concept, the whole distinction of the Rambam. A toys bikana there, a mistaken identity, and a mistake as to an extraneous matter, even though the extraneous matter is a motivating factor in the letter. But as long as it's not in the identity of the subject matter of the neder, so then it requires test. Unless there is an umdan in the mukha. Unless there is an umdan in the mukha. Now, I don't want to go over this sugi in nausea, but Ravelho explains a certain Rambam in nausea. He explains a certain Rambam in Nozia, because the Mishnah says in Nozia, Yidei Ani Sheyesh Nizires, Tafidau, Avalim Yidei Ashanozir Oso B'Yayim, Hariz Oso, Tirapshin Omati, Yidei Ani Shanozir Oso B'Yayim, Avol Sobo Romisi Shechachom Matironi, Mekin Shani, Shein Ami Yochei, ליחי ישראל ביין פוי מפני שאני פי ברסמי סים הרי זה מות הרי זה מות. So I don't want to go over the whole Gemara, it takes way too much time. The Rambam says, now there is a machleket between Rabbon and Rav Shimon and Nozir. Suppose that someone says, Harin Nozir min hayayin, lo min hataklachas. So Rav Shimon says, if he specifies that he is only to be Nozir of Yayin and not the Glachas, not to Mesmesim, so then he is not a Nozir. And the Chachonim say, the Rabbonim say, מיין בשיח יזי even if he says ari nozi am nachatz min hayayin, even though he says loim kakrachas loim kitum esmeitzi, so he's a nozi on the whole law. It's a special nozi akos, even though he spelled it out that he doesn't want to be a nozi in regard to tiglachas and in regard to tum esmeitzi. So the aloch is like Rabbah. So the Rambam says in Perkal of Halochi Dal. Not a nozia, Roma lo yisi yedeya shanozi rosa biyayin, o yitume yubitiklachas, viyu lo yisi yedeya kei, lo yisi meidea, hari ze nozia vechayu bikulo, shal yedeya shosa rats meidea chod mishle shemim, uchvo biyanu shakiu menoda lo meachod memosa bichulom, because we pass like the Rabbonu Nefeshik. Then he says, Halochi Dizlov, Oma yedeya lo yisi shanozi rosa bicholeidu, abo hoyo bidayte, שמותר לי לשתות על היין, מפני שאני אוכל להכריז לו יין, או מפני שאני קיבל אסמסי, הרי זה אין נוזי, מפני שאם הוא בכלל נכריש גוגס, שהם צריכים שיילו לחוכם כמו שבאם. So if he says that he accepted records, if he says, הרי נוזי, and then he says he didn't know that one of the Yisurim of Nozir is Shias Yad. So then he's a Nozir and he's also a Nozir. Why? Because true, he didn't know that that one of the Yisurin Nozir Yisias Yai, but he did know that one of the Yisurin Nozir is the Brachas. One of the Yisurin Nozir is Tumas Meisi. And he said, Arin Nozir. So he was Mikabe. He said, Arin Nozir, Bidaite. So, Vyotzeine. So he was Mikabe Uniziris, Litiklachas, and Litumas Meisi. And the Rabbon of Rav Shimon said that even if he specifies that he should be a Nozir only in one of these,